Crawling for grown-ups. Crawling can help with arms and wrists that are sore from overuse of a computer or some other kind of repetitive action. It may at first seem an odd idea to weight bear through injured arms, but when done so in a springy and lengthening way as described here, it helps the whole muscle suit reorganize how it supports you, including how it supports your arms. Most people with overuse problems in their arms and hands have developed a stiff, rigid upper thorax and tight ribs and shoulders. The arms are constantly held rigid when any activity is undertaken. Follow the written instructions to get onto your hands and knees. Having got there, let your hands be directly under your shoulders, with your fingers and thumb close together, not spread out. In this way, your hand is more like a foot and will carry your weight more efficiently. Make sure your knees are underneath your hip joints and your back and neck lengthening. Look towards the floor so your neck stays in line with your back, but don't let your neck column droop downwards. Experiment 1. Begin by gently rocking backwards a small amount. About 6 inches is enough, so your hips move behind your knees and your shoulders are behind your hands. This is a challenge to your head, neck and back, and to your shoulders, wrists and hips. Keep gently breathing in and out through your nose as you rock forward. Make sure your neck is free, but not dropped downwards. Now ask your neck to release again, and your head to lead as you gently rock forwards until your shoulders are in front of your hands, and your hips in front of your knees. Play with rocking until you are confident that you can keep breathing and maintain a sense of lengthening as you rock. Don't rush over this. Treat it as an experiment rather than something you desperately want to do. Experiment 2. Let's begin to crawl forwards. Frame in your mind the desire to lengthen from your tailbone to your head, and then slide your right knee forward on the floor about 6 inches so that it is closer to your hand. As you slide the leg, make sure it goes directly forward and doesn't track inwards. Still lengthening and breathing in and out through your nose, pick up your right hand and place it directly forward about 6 inches in front of you. Check that you are still gently breathing in and out through your nose. Check your balance and directions. Ask your neck to remain free so your back can lengthen and widen. Check you haven't let your neck drop or held your breath. Now slide your left knee forward so it is level with your right knee. Now pick up your left hand and place it forward so it is opposite your right hand. You have just completed one full stride. The pattern is called homolateral, where you move one limb at a time on one side of the body at a time. It is the way a dog or a horse walks, a pattern of 4 steps. It only happens when you do it slowly. Repeat this pattern. Right knee, right hand. Left knee, left hand. Right knee, right hand. Left knee, left hand. We are going to speed this up until you are crawling in a cross pattern, moving a knee and a hand at the same time. Right knee, right hand. Left knee, left hand. Right knee, right hand, left knee, left hand. Right knee and left hand together, left knee and right hand together. Right knee and left hand together, left knee and right hand together. Now keep crawling in your cross pattern. As you do so, check through your directions. Ask your neck to stay free and your head to go out away from your tailbone. Your back to lengthen. Your back to widen. Your knees to slide straight forward, not towards each other. Your hands to remain slightly cupped with your fingers and thumbs together. Come to a still position now and sit back on your heels. Take a moment to lengthen. This is the end of the workshop.